If LeBron James could win a title this year, would it be his greatest accomplishment? Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. So glad to have you. We got a little LeBron update. We got a lot to do today, by the way. So we got a nickname bracket that we have revealed. We've got football for you. We've got jokes from last night, ESPYs to get to you. But Pearl, let's start with LeBron because we did get a little bit of an update. It looks like everyone's pretending there's now a kumbaya and a see you in September, and he's going to be expected to be at training camp. So you can put to rest all the buyout stuff and all the trade stuff. So that's number one. It looks like LeBron James is going to be a Laker, at least to start the season.
Ooh, well, at least to start the season. Are we saying it's still in play? Are we going to do all this again at the deadline? But obviously financially, there really was never that much possibility of something else happening. Because he opted in at $52.5 million, which limited the Lakers' options. They were just going to buy that out and let him walk anywhere without getting anything in return. So
yeah, that'd be insane. He's really still a commodity.
He is a commodity, but nobody's going to trade anything good for a 53-year-old, $53 million 41-year-old. So that there was no world where a good team was going to give up really good assets to get LeBron James. So basically, they're stuck with each other. That's how I feel. Not like kumbaya, okay, we're stuck with each other.
Yeah, well, maybe it's not as not going to be as perfect behind the scenes, and I'm sure we'll get plenty of passive-aggressive comments to go with that. So that part of it, at least, we can put on pause for now. LeBron is going to start the season as a Laker. As far as the expectations that this could be his last year or the expectations for how the Lakers are supposed to do this year. Now, I know that, you know, you can look at other teams in the West and you can look at Oklahoma City and you can look at Denver. You can look at what Houston did. But to be honest, like the Lakers are not that far down in the odds list in terms of finals winners, according to the sports books. So OKC obviously is the defending champs. They're number one at plus 260. Then it's Houston, Denver, Cleveland, the Knicks, the Timberwolves, and then the Lakers. Like, this is not, they're not like 15th, you know, this is 7th, and three teams above them are actually in the Eastern Conference. So you really look at Oklahoma City, Houston, and Denver. The Golden State Warriors have lower odds, finals odds, than the LA Lakers. So to like say that there's no shot that they would be competing for a title, at least Las Vegas is not seeing it that way.
Well, I've seen it at plus 14, so 14 to 1. It's not a great shot. It's got to be probably the lowest LeBron's ever been, right?
Well, I don't have that information, but
he was in Cleveland, he was in the East. I can't imagine that it was easy. So, and then he was with the Lakers, maybe some of the injured Laker years, but he had Anthony Davis. He's 41. I feel like that's not great odds.
Well, he's not doing it alone, though, right? Like, he has Luka, which I think is the reason why when you're paired up with another superstar that it's not that far down. And I can look at OKC and I can make a case that, you know, nobody basically repeats anymore except for Golden State, and that was now a decade ago. Houston added Kevin Durant. Since when has that added up to championships since that Golden State team was winning? Denver Nuggets, listen, they've got issues. They just replaced a coach and they replaced their general manager. They clearly don't want to get into that second apron, whatever the financial stuff. They've made it some ads, but not superstar ads. They just made pieces like Bruce Brown and stuff.
I like their ads.
Role players, though, not needle movers. And then the Minnesota Timberwolves.
That one I don't totally agree with you, but go ahead.
Who's the needle mover for
Denver?
Well,
I just like the only reason Denver hasn't won the last two titles is because they only go three deep. You know, it's like all of a sudden they're a different team, but go ahead.
Well, I don't think anyone looked and said, wow, Bruce Brown's back. We're definitely winning.
I think everybody said, oh, you lost Bruce Brown. That's why you lost the next year. I think everybody said that. And KCP.
Cam Johnson's more reliable than Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah, everyone loves, every NBA pundit loves Cam Johnson over Michael Porter.
Fine. And Minnesota, who has not been able to put it together yet. So I'm just saying that
Minnesota destroyed the Lakers in the playoffs last year. Destroyed. And they're not even a title threat either.
I would say that give Luka and LeBron some more time together. If they're actually going to put in the time, you know, this offseason to really try to gel. What I'm saying is it's not like they're 15th in odds. They're not the middle of the pack. They're the upper echelon. So asking you, what would it do? Would this be the most meaningful title of LeBron's career? Again, that Cleveland title is going to be really hard to top. His hometown, going back after he had spurned them to go to Miami, how it went down, coming back on the Warriors, all of it is legendary, right? That's like, it feels like folklore.
Mm-hmm.
This, though, I mean, I don't want to take it to the Jordan debate, but man, this would be a real notch and a real mile, like tent pole, if you will, for people who want to still have the Jordan-LeBron debate. Say Jordan was long retired at this point, long gone, and LeBron's still winning titles.
Well, yeah, but for LeBron to win a title, I think realistically he has to go to a contender at the trade deadline. And then aren't we just talking about late career Kareem at that point? Because I don't even think it's you should definitely bet the Lakers at 14-1 because I don't see that happening at all. And so first of all, let's start with the fact that skinny Luka is definitely going to be worse than fat Luka. Can we? Is anybody on me with this? Like,
wait, what?
His main advantage is he's so freaking big that nobody can reach around him to get the dribble. Now skinny Luka is going to get mauled in today's NBA. Have you guys seen pictures of him lately?
He looks great.
He looks like a man. Yeah, I know. He's gonna kill his game.
I know, but you always make fun of him. You kill him for being out of shape. Now you're gonna kill him for being in shape.
That was his greatest superpower. Did you ever see a guy try and reach around that stomach to get to the ball?
Oh my god.
No, but Luka needs a full on let's give James Harden every call kind of season to be good. Like I'm not a huge Luka guy either. So the combo, who's playing defense on this team? I don't even think they're a championship contender. But if somehow he did get to a title contender,
yeah,
he'd be late. Nobody cares about Kareem's last couple titles because he was sort of an add-on to that team who was not, like, I hope, if you saw Kareem in 1987, I hope you don't think that's who he was as a player. And I think LeBron is closer to that than prime LeBron.
Okay, but nobody introduces Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as a 5-time NBA champion. They introduce him as a 6-time NBA champion, and he's on all these lists. Like, you don't think...
I gotta be honest, like, I wasn't totally aware of that. Like, I don't think of Kareem's titles. I don't think of Russell's titles. Because Jordan's number one on all lists. I only think of Jordan 6 versus LeBron 4. Kareem, nobody's like adding, like not many people are counting his titles against LeBron's. Everyone has LeBron at number two, most people.
Yeah, and Kareem might be 3 or 4. I'm just saying nobody's taking away that championship because you're going back and parsing through, was Kareem the same guy in 1987 that he was in 1977?
But there are a lot of older people who say, man, you guys have no idea what Kareem was, but you saw him late in his career. Like you don't understand the Rookie of the Year MVP season. Yeah, you don't understand what he was like because you only saw late career Kareem. I think that hurts Kareem. I think this is going to be that kind of year if LeBron, like he has to be the fourth piece on a team, honestly, to win a title. I don't think it's happening in LA if he's the second piece.
So somehow you think that we're talking about LeBron James going to be staying with the Lakers, it looks like. All that can be put to bed for now. We'll see you in the trade deadline if this gets all dusted up again. We're asking what another title... If he could win one this year, would that be the most meaningful of his career? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Or even if you think the Cavs title is the most meaningful because of sentimentality to it, because he's from Cleveland or he's from Northeast Ohio, would this be the second best?
No, because if he wins this title, it's not going to be... Well, you're saying if he carries LA. I mean, did you hear Rich Paul say, I don't want to be here because we don't have a chance to win a championship? Would you think he was just saying those words?
But I'm looking at the odds, and they're not that far off. There's 3 teams ahead of them in the West. That's it.
It's definitely the lowest odds. I would love anyone to challenge this. It's definitely got to be the worst odds he's ever faced. They got LeBron James, and they're below the Timberwolves. Like
barely.
Barely. Yeah, barely. But they're barely ahead of the Warriors, the Clippers, and the Magic. They're barely ahead of the Orlando Magic.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. You love to rag on the Eastern Conference. It's a little bit different calculus, and Orlando got good this year. So Orlando might be going through a little bit of a renaissance. I don't know. I'm just telling you what the Lakers, they're looking up at 3 teams, according to the odds.
Four.
The OKC, looking up at Houston, Denver, and Minnesota. And I can poke holes in all of those teams. And I can say those teams are flawed just like you think the Lakers are flawed. Okay. And if you've got motivated skinny Luka, he could be the MVP of the league.
Okay. If we ask this poll, which would win? Are the Lakers more likely to win the title or get knocked down the first round? Which do you think wins?
Oh, I don't think people believe next year they're going to get knocked down the first round. Not with Luka looking like this.
I would say...
But that's also LeBron haters that could be voting on that. But I think the other one is about a title being meaningful. and what that would mean for his legacy. Yeah. Again, you like to take away even Peyton Manning's second Super Bowl. He won it. I mean, you can't take it away from him.
This is closer. If he wins a title, it's going to be, and maybe even next year, it's going to be closer to Gary Payton with the Miami Heat than LeBron James with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
What?
Because he's going to have to go to somewhere where he's just like, Gary Payton's probably extreme, but he'll have to go to the Thunder. Like, to win a title, he's going to have to go to a great team. Like, he's not winning as the two. It's just not happening.
What if he goes to Cleveland? He'd be the two there. No question.
Then they're not winning.
This is for you!
Yeah, that's fair.
888-710-4ISN.
888-710-4476. Can I suggest a edit to the poll?
Yeah.
Let me see the number, though.
I'm putting up that poll on my Twitter.
Sorry, my bad.
You're putting your own poll up.
I'm putting, is LeBron more likely to win a title or go out in the first round?
Fine. Put it up. Okay, EJ, what'd you want to do?
Yeah, sorry about that. I just wanted to say, like, I think getting to the finals in some ways is more fair than winning a championship. I think that'd be a more closer poll.
Get to the finals? I think it's a good edit.
Because once you're in the finals, the Pacers got there and they were one game away from winning. So,
Halliburton doesn't get hurt, maybe that's a different game.
That is a pure team LeBron, like let's celebrate getting to the finals.
Well, I mean, but you're giving them no shot at all. It'd be a huge accomplishment if you got to the finals.
Yeah, it says the Buffalo Bills fan.
Well, I mean, who else has gotten to four straight?
I only ask that because we talk about the teams in the West that are ahead of them. So my thing is, all right, well, let's just say getting out of the West. Because that's the crux of this, right, is that getting out of the first round, the problem is he has to face a tough team in the West.
I'd rather actually go out in the first round than get through that West and then lose to the Magic.
I think you'd be majorly favored.
I mean, you get a shot blocked by Franz Wagner. I mean, that would be bad.
Is he going to be healthy? 888-710-4ISN.
I honestly think Rich Paul said that for a reason. Like, they look at this team and like, wow, we're not on a championship team. And the thing about LeBron is it makes him feel like a bus rider a little bit. This whole process is like, I got it. That's one of the reasons people are all about Jordan, because LeBron had to join the Heatles. You know what I mean? Like, LeBron had to join a super team to win a title. That is one of the big reasons people think Jordan will always be better.
That's fine, but that's also kind of ancient history when we're talking about this current debate.
Well, no, it's not, because to win a title, he's going to have to find a super team. I'm telling you right now, it's not happening with this, or he's going to have to get another superstar.
Okay, that's fine.
Their team is not good enough. He needs a super team to win.
But we're talking about a hypothetical where he and Luka, who could be an MVP this year, can actually get to the finals or win the finals. Like, he's not going to be considered a bus rider there. He has been with the Lakers, won a title already with the Lakers, and so he doesn't get the bus rider. He's not Kevin Durant. We all know the difference.
Don't think you're hype, and I don't think that hypothetical is reasonable. Maybe I'm being way too negative here. I just don't think that's within the realm of normal hypotheticals, that Luka and LeBron are going to get through that West. Who's playing defense on this team?
Well, that's for J.J. Redick to find.
That's my other issue. Who's coaching this team?
Well, Redick wasn't a disaster. It would have been way more fun for us if he had been, as far as just like, you know, funny factor. You know, LeBron James podcast co-host comes to team and implodes. But to be honest, like, we got to call it like it is. He wasn't terrible.
Yeah, I mean,
his first year. So presumably he'll get better.
All right, if we go with this hypothetical, it would be pretty amazing to win with this roster. You're going to need a lot of things to happen. I mean, a lot's going to happen to fall in place.
Well, I mean, the East looked completely different in our minds 6 weeks ago, seven. You know, we thought Boston would have been there, Indiana would have been there, maybe Milwaukee. We're not sure what's going on, even still with Giannis as being passive-aggressive. So things change, and so things could change in the West also. People get hurt. I mean, I'm not rooting for it, but things happen. It's professional sport.
I mean, things. Also, LeBron could change to Houston, San Antonio, or Dallas at the break. Then that's a real legacy debate, because that makes him, again, like, get back to that bus rider thing.
That'd be a little different. He's got a no trade clause, so he would call the shots on whether or not he wants to move.
Well, I think he wants to. I mean, like, is there any doubt? He's made it pretty clear. He's came out and had Rich Paul say, "I want to go to a contender."
Yeah, but it was kind of like...
That happened.
No, I know that there was all those comments, but I don't think they had a lot of teeth behind them, because he opted into his contract. If he really wanted to go somewhere else, you just opt out and you go wherever you want to go and play for $5 million or $10 million and you decide how your career ends. But he decided to opt into the $52 million and then was like, but I don't like how the team's going. It's like, well, you can say one thing, but your actions clearly said another, which is you're going to be in LA.
Yeah. I mean, I think, though, LeBron always takes the money.
I mean,
you're asking him to go from 52 to 5. I don't think he wanted to do that.
Well, Miami, he didn't take the max money to team up with Wade and Bosch. So was the one time they didn't all take
the
max. Did
he get the max money?
No.
They all had to take a little bit of a haircut. Listen,
how much?
Not compared to regular people. It's nothing. But yeah, they all had to take a bit of a haircut to get in to make that happen.
Okay.
Even before the second apron ever existed, it was a glint in Adam Silver's eye. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. All right, so what's the final poll question? EJ, how are you going
to
word it?
I can keep it to winning a title. Now I'm going back. Now I'm back and forth on that.
Listen, he's one of the greatest players of all time. We got to keep the bar high.
Perloff mentioned the Orlando Magic. I said, you know what? That's a good point.
Well, okay. LeBron was 40, and he's just going to get worse because he's going to get older. So if he won one playoff game this year, I'm assuming, why would he get better?
Well, Luka could get better.
But Luka was fine last year by the time he played. Like they were good the second half of the year. They have no defense. Here's the thing. Maybe
they literally traded for him while he was injured.
Well, yeah, but Luka played they were pretty good, actually, the second half of the year after Luka. Remember they had that stretch?
They could be even better.
Right, but they just don't have the defense. I mean, like, EJ, you're the one who's always telling me the Thunder play both ways.
That's the problem with the Lakers I don't think they're that bad. I just feel like it's the Thunder and everybody else. I mean, I'm just trying to figure. I don't know who beats the Thunder. I think the Nuggets probably have the best shot.
Took him to game seven this year.
Yeah, Nuggets could have beat him this year.
Yeah, I'm not as high on the Rockets as everybody else. I think the Clippers had a pretty good offseason, but they're really old and really injured.
Yeah, they added Bradley Beal.
And that being said, they're young pups compared to LeBron.
I know, exactly. And then the Lakers have the LeBron Lucas. The other thing, too, with the LeBron Luka thing is, will this work in terms of just personality? I mean, LeBron has clearly shown that he is not happy being demoted to second fiddle when it comes to priority in the organization. Like, what does that look like? I've never seen LeBron play a season where he is not considered the number one priority for all things involved in an organization. So does that affect his play? Does that affect chemistry? These are questions I don't know, which is why it's interesting that we talk about maybe this is his last year. Maybe he doesn't care. Like, maybe he just kind of coasts through the year and then says, all right, I'm out. I don't know.
Can't see him mailing it in. I think there's also whether LeBron is minimized or he's not the priority. That's a good way to put it. He's like maybe not the priority, the number one focal point of the Lakers. I still think like you're asking who needs to come bring the guys together. You know, if you've lost four in a row and someone needs a play and you close the doors for a players only meeting, I still think it's LeBron who's addressing the team. Like, I don't think that's going to be, I think he's still going to hold the leadership role. I think the locker room's still going to hold him in super high regard. Whether Luka got to go to some fancy dinner, like that ESPN article said, and got a binder from Rob Pelinka about the future. Like, in the moment, I think they're all going to follow LeBron, including Luka.
Luka's he's not really a lead-by-talking exactly. guy. Yeah, but LeBron's,
and he pouts.
LeBron's so passive-aggressive, though.
So is Luka on the court, though. His body language
is why
awful.
This is a weird, awkward thing. Like, I saw someone comparing it to Bomani Jones. LeBron, like Michael Jordan is like last year with the Wizards and how Abe Pollin basically like soon that year was over, he's like, get out, you're fired. Like Michael thought he was going to go back to being an executive and it showed the NBA that anybody can be relegated to being just another guy. And I think LeBron is feeling that a little bit.
Yeah, well, Abe Pollin was smart because Jordan was a terrible owner.
He was definitely smart to do that, but it was Michael Jordan, though.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Okay, if LeBron can win a title, would it be the most meaningful of his career? Are you giving the Lakers any shot? As Perloff said, are they more likely to go out in the first round or be in the finals or win a finals? Okay, lots to do, including big day for us here on the show. We're excited about this. We've been working on it a lot. It's been difficult. You know, we're not digging ditches here, but we want to make sure we're serving the audience in the best way possible. Today we reveal, Pearl, the top 64 greatest nicknames in sports. Yes, it's an NCAA tournament style bracket where we and you, the audience, will determine the greatest nickname in sports.
That sounds good. Magatron. Oh!
Still keeping that.
I think that it's going to stick.
I absolutely hated that.
Why? I could be Megatron.
Oh, you liked it?
I mean, yeah.
All right, Mags.
I mean, with all apologies to Calvin Johnson, because clearly I'm riding some coattails there, but I could be Megatron.
Or Transformers, the entire series.
Oh, you gotta fine.
Maybe pay Disney.
Wouldn't be the first one.
Definitely not Disney, but sure.
888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476.
Have you never had a nickname? I sense like excitement. Like,
me?
Yeah, I think you're psyched to have a nickname.
I think that was Mags. Her first ever nickname.
It is.
Mags is not a nickname.
No, Megatron.
Megatron, like, that's a nickname.
I think that's her first ever nickname.
I got the sense, like, you were really excited. Yeah.
I am excited. I've never, I mean, besides Mags, which...
That's not a nickname.
Okay, well, that's like half a hockey nicknames. They just add a Y to somebody's last name and call it a nickname.
Magsy.
Magsy. A couple people call
Magsy Malone? That's what Big Easy calls.
That's what Big Easy calls.
That is a nickname that you have, Magsy Malone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Didn't quite stick, though.
I've never done anything that would warrant... getting a nickname like Megatron. Don't you have to accomplish something. You have to dominate at something. And I unfortunately don't have that on my resume.
No, I don't think you need to dominate. Like, you could get a nickname if your name is close enough. That's the most important thing, what your actual name is.
Right.
I can't believe Manny. I don't think young people do nicknames as much anymore. Because Manny and EJ, you guys have not had nicknames.
Really. No, I have.
What was your...
I mean, EJ obviously is a...
No, that doesn't count.
Shortened versions of our name.
Also, EJ the DJ.
Oh,
my dad calls me that.
Here we go.
And then when I was in high school, like, it was like E-Money a lot.
Oh, your parents gave you nicknames? They just called me Idiot.
Wait. I want to know more about this EJ the DJ.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Is that like an alter character that you walk into a party and just take over?
Oh, it's just my dad's called me that since I was a baby.
EJ, and you got the aux cable?
EJ walks.
I always do get the aux cable.
Well, you're the oldest.
When I'm with my friends, too. I'm the guy who gets the aux.
He walks into a bar and just goes right into the touch tunes, into the jukebox, and goes into EJ the DJ.
I would say one more thing,
like,
too.
The Fonz.
Yeah, right. Like.
I think the kind of nicknames we're talking about are given to you as a teenager and a 20-year-old. Not the name you get when you're 2 years old, like Sauce Gardner.
Mm, yeah. Right. Booby Gibson, stuff like that.
Yeah, if they called you EJ the DJ from age two, I don't know.
When I was in high school, my teammates would call me like E-Money.
Boogie Fland.
Yeah.
Boogie Fland's real name is John Well, but they call him Boogie because he liked to dance as a child. So
yeah. Oh, there's so many names like that where a grandmother names somebody or like, yeah, that I don't think a lot of the names we have on this list are like that. They're more like, you know.
Family-given nicknames.
Yeah, like the guy just won his third NCAA title. Let's give him a nickname, that kind of name.
Champ.
EJ, I mean, Manny, you're out of this.
Thank you.
You know,
you
to
just
be
don't
honest,
have the energy we need for the nicknames.
I'm going to be honest, just like FYI, Champ Bailey is not on this list. I didn't even think about it.
Right, because that's not a nickname. That's his name.
Here's a big question. I have a great friend from high school. He's a big dude, so we call him Big Ed. Is that a nickname?
Nope. Not good. It is a nickname, but not good enough for this list. Like, this list is creative nicknames.
Damn, you're...
It fits him so
really
but it fits,
big Ed. How
like,
would
a lot of people are big or tiny or whatever. It fits them so perfectly though. Like Tiny Archibald.
Again, if you Google their name and it's called Tiny Archibald, then I say it's not. That's my rules on this.
So we're gonna reveal the bracket. When are we gonna reveal this, EJ? We've got it ready to go.
7 o'clock
Eastern time. So top of the hour, we'll reveal the full bracket. And as far as the voting is concerned, we're going to do two regions today that you can vote on, and that's going to be at Maggie and Pearl on X. So we're excited about this. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476.
By the way, my dad is weighed in on this EJ the DJ conversation.
Oh, good morning, right? Mr. Stewart.
He was like, well, you were on the microphones as a kid called Nick Games with your little tape recorder.
Oh, nice.
That's adorable.
Yeah, that is pretty cute.
EJ the DJ. There you go.
I had no idea that EJ liked to DJ.
Too bad those teams were so god awful.
Hey, now.
No,
EJ knows.
No, this is the 90s. No, they were good then.
Oh, okay.
This is like John Starks. I'm like.
This wasn't the Ray Felton.
I'm like 5 years old, 6 years old doing this.
Got it.
Oh, you're old, EJ.
888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Okay, let's do it. We've got some fun jokes from last night's ESPYs that we want to get to you. And also a big question about a team many are picking to go to the Super Bowl. Are they ready for all this hype? It's Maggie Perloff.
LeBron James.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Okay. The LeBron camp trying to squeeze back into the Jordan debate with another hypothetical title this year. I think it's way too hypothetical if he stays with the Lakers. So, but I think the question out there, if he wins the title here, would it be, in a sense, the most impressive title he ever had? Because I don't think the team is very good. I mean, they have Luka, but team, you know, it's a whole team. I don't think they're very good. So it would be crazy impressive. I just don't see a path. I think it just feels too much for me. Maggie, you think that at least it's in the realm of possibility.
Yeah, I'm with Vegas, I guess, on this one. You know, they're not totally middle of the pack. They're looking up at four other teams in the Western Conference, and nobody repeats anymore. So I'm not just going to pencil in OKC. Maybe they'll surprise us, but, you know, we thought Denver was going to be an easy repeat champion, and that didn't happen. They are looking up at Denver, so we'll see how they have retooled. We'll see how that goes. New coach, new GM. They are looking up at Minnesota. I don't think anyone really believes the Timberwolves. Until we see it, they're never going to get the benefit of the doubt.
I don't think the Lakers want to match up with them.
Probably not. They're probably sick of that. But that's just the way that's the way the seeding falls, though. And
yeah, they're going to need the right seeding like Luka had when he was in Dallas.
And then also you have Houston.
And Dallas and San Antonio and Golden State.
All below them in terms of odds. No, they're not in front of them.
I think those are going to be brutal series to get out of. That's why I'm saying I'd be surprised if they won a first-round series.
Charlie is in Vancouver, Washington. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, guys. First of all, love the nickname thing. I'm going to give you who you left out of the whole pool before it even starts so you get a chance to put them in.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give a couple of hopefully on-topic opinions. The Big Dumper. I know he's too recent, so nobody else, you know, but the Big Dumper's got to be there. Cal Raleigh is going to be a phenomenal story in 10 years. He's already a really good story rep up here in the Northwest. Saw a little inside thing on him a couple years ago before he kind of hit it big when he was still hitting 210 and only 30 home runs. And it just seemed like the most down-to-earth dude in the world.
Yeah.
Secondly, Lakers. No, you can't have that two big salaries like that that don't play defense win a championship. It would just take too much. I understand what you're saying, Mags. They got a chance because I think some teams went backwards. I think Houston went backwards. I don't think you get better getting rid of Dylan Brooks, who may not be a good household name and all that. And who else did they get rid of that's really good?
But one they got other rid of player. Jared Green, which definitely makes
them
better.
Yeah, that I don't know about Dylan Brooks, but I don't know does Kevin Durant come in and totally upset the vibe flow? I mean,
oh, get out of here.
I don't know.
Yes.
Trading Kevin Durant, they got Jalen Green out of the building. That is a huge plus, and I think everybody received it that way, too.
Okay, I'll accept that. Hey, let me guys get your opinion on this. Did anybody see the Konica thing where the U.S. played Mexico soccer just recently? No,
yes.
Probably not. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the pregame, when they almost set the whole thing on fire inside, I'm going, what the hell are you guys doing? I'm a Timbers Army member here in Portland. Sure, we have a little pyro, but it's outside, for God's sake. I was sitting there going, dude, you got to be able to breathe when you play soccer. And none of these guys, I couldn't even see the game. I thought it was just a screen, and then at halftime, they're talking about it. They actually went down to the sidelines, and she goes, I'd like to say it's not an issue. But, yes, the players are, and it is noticeably you can't see very well across the field. Hmm. It's like, are you kidding me?
Oh,
let's
man.
Get this stuff straight.
Man,
and we'll never have a chance to win it till we care more. We don't care enough to have 20% of our fans on a home field be U.S. fans instead of the Mexican fans in that game. It's ridiculous. If we care more, maybe we got a chance. But we don't care more, and I get it. I mean, too many air sports. Sorry, covered too much.
Charlie, no, listen, all good topics. You're talking about the game that was in Houston that looked like I thought it was Stadium Azteca. I did. Yeah. I didn't know about the pyrotechnics.
Right.
I didn't realize they were creating so much like residual smoke and stuff on the field. That happens sometimes.
I was at the Eli Manning helmet catch Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona, and there was so much smoke. I was in the auxiliary press box, literally like hanging on the roof like a bat. And I couldn't see what was happening because there was so much smoke coming out from different things they were doing. It didn't affect the field, but that is a big deal. Smoke indoors. I mean, I'm sure you've been in stadiums
totally.
Too. Where you're like, what is going on here? I can't see what's going on.
It's like a layer of fog, but usually it's gone by the end of the game.
Yeah, I didn't see it on the TV in Houston. Did you guys notice that?
I noticed it was hazy.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, I was like, it's hazy out there.
Right, because
it was closed, right?
Yeah, it was closed, which I think is why it never left. Like, and I've been to, like, you know, you guys have been to WrestleMania a little bit. I've been to WrestleMania and other wrestling events. That happens a lot, too, because they use way more pyro than normal.
Oh, sure.
And then, like, it's just, like, a really weird, like, gray haze for, like, a good hour or two.
Look like every Turkish and Italian soccer game I've ever witnessed in my life. But, yeah, sure, go ahead.
Also, the big dumper as far as making our list of 64 nicknames. Now, here's one thing. So, it is so recent.
Yeah, but how does he know he's not on the list?
Well, that's true. But, two... And I don't give it too much away. Does it matter that Cal Raleigh really fought the big dumper? Now he's embraced it. But the reports were that he didn't like this nickname. Now, that happens. Sometimes you don't like your nickname. But I thought he was actively trying to get away from big dumper until maybe he realized, oh, there could be like some monetary benefit. Or the more I fight this, the more the clubhouse is just going to double down.
I don't think it matters if he didn't like it. I think if people call you that, that's fine. I just think there's a... obvious recency bias.
Yeah,
you can't be less than a year people knowing you're the big dumper, and now you're one of the greatest nicknames of all time.
It is pretty great, though.
It's a, yeah, it is. I want to see it stick, though.
Also, the nickname is posterior.
Both are impressive. Don't worry, though. Seattle is more than represented in this bracket. Let's get to CeeLo. That's a little tease for you. We're going to, top of the hour, reveal our top 64 nicknames in sports. We're going to get to a champ, CeeLo. That's our goal today.
That's the idea,
right? The next couple days, yeah.
Very good. We're sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting small businesses with affordable coverage options. Quote today at progressivecommercial.com. Well, one of the bigger headlines or social media chatter, I guess we'll say, Wednesday into Thursday in this slow sports week, actually the edgy monologue from Shane Gillis hosting the ESPYs last night. The awards themselves, I guess, weren't all that notable. But the performance from Gillis, polarizing to say the least. So I'll hit a couple of these jokes here. And this is the one that seemed to be making the rounds the most, at least from what I saw.
Four-time WNBA All-Star Brittany Hicks is here. Give it up for Brittany, everybody. I'm joking around. That's my friend's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players. That's crazy. You clap for that.
Also claimed, there's a lot of awkward laughter last night. Also claimed to be a big Caitlin Clark fan, but took aim at her as well at one point along the way.
When Caitlin Clark retires from the WNBA, she's going to work at a Waffle House so she can continue doing what she loves most, fist fighting black women.
One guy yells, yeah, wait, there at the end. It was uncomfortable.
The one that yelled, yeah, was Drewski.
I thought it was John Jones, which I don't know. Maybe it was Drewski. That would make sense. There was another Caitlin Clark, though, joke that actually was, I thought, his funniest of the night.
Okay.
Do we have that one?
The quality wasn't phenomenal. The audio quality. It was a recording of a TV.
If you tell me which one you're looking for, I have the full 8 minutes, I think, clean, so we can...
Let's grab it because I thought the monologue was tough. Apparently this is a really hard room. Some comedians have said this is the toughest place to perform because no one wants to laugh too hard at other people's expense and get caught on camera laughing and blah blah. The other Caitlin Clark joke to me was his best of the monologue.
Okay.
So we'll come back with that.
Now, I don't understand. I'm looking at the actual award winners. The ESPYs are stupid. I was actually surprised that I got some resistance on, like, the actual awards are ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
right?
Why I said the awards themselves. This was
like,
the
I'm looking at who won the awards. I'm like, wait, what's happening here? they're all kind of, they're, none of them are like,
who won best team?
I don't know. But I know the best athlete was Simone Biles. What? Okay, maybe.
Love me some Simone Biles.
Yeah. Best breakthrough athlete was Alana Mayer from USA Rugby. Okay. I just don't know.
You think it should have been who? Jaden Daniels?
I have no idea. Like, that's the thing. It's just so random. The best championship performance was Simone Biles. She must have been there. Is that what is happening?
She was there because they told a funny joke about her. I think she handled that pretty well.
Wow, Jaden Daniels. Best NFL player was Saquon Barkley, but he didn't win the MVP. Anyway. So, I'm getting caught in the
going down the rabbit hole.
Wait, the best NHL player was Leon Draisaitl? Oh, now I'm upset about this. I should have watched.
The Simone Biles joke was she's 4'8" and has a lot of gold. So in her off time, she's like, you can find her at the end of a rainbow.
Okay.
And if she can't solve a riddle, you get to get her gold medals. Yeah. I mean, she was there. She took it.
Oh, but she's a
leprechaun joke. She took it well.
Okay. Wait, Manny, can you guess who the best soccer player was?
Yamin Lamal?
Close. Christian Pulisic.
You're joking.
Welcome to the ESPYs.
You're joking.
Controversial pick.
This is MTV.
Like it.
This is the MTV Movie Awards of wars.
I don't think those were as controversial as these.
These aren't controversial. They're just like, ill-defined.
What are the parameters? Like,
please
I'm
tell
not
me
a big
joking.
Soccer. Right? Does that have to be?
I don't know. Just
be an
looking
American
at ESPN,
or play in the United States.
Is that best soccer player? AC Milan, Christian Pulisic.
Are you sure you're looking at the 2025 awards?
Manny, he played so well. That's why he needed a break.
He didn't even play in the summer.
Well, but he played for AC Milan.
Not even the best player in the continent on that team. What are we talking about?
I'm not even a soccer fan, and I was surprised to hear that name as the answer.
Who voted for that? I want what they're having.
I take it all back. They knew exactly what they were doing. Mm. Best team. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Literally that same thing.
This whole thing was just a celebration of the Eagles.
No.
Shane Gillis, who hosted, was an Eagles fan.
Oh, that's why they made the Eagles.
They did a whole sketch about the origins of the Tush Push. Yeah, it was an Eagles night.
Yeah, well, there you go.
It's a good thing I didn't watch it, because I would have barfed all over myself.
He even got a Dallas Sucks in. Like, he did the whole Eagles thing.
Well, that's one thing we can agree on. Dallas does, in fact, suck.
Facts.
All right, so he had the Caitlin Clark joke. Speaking of Clark, she was ruled out for last night's game as the fever fell to the Liberty 98-77. She's got the groin issue from Tuesday night, which we discussed yesterday. So her status for All-Star festivities this weekend in Indianapolis up in the air. Previously named a participant for the three-point contest, as well as a starter and a captain for Saturday's game. So she went for imaging yesterday. Head coach Stephanie White would only say she was encouraged by the results. Said good news, because they're still talking about a day-to-day timeline. But she did say, I'm just a layman, so who really knows? So that's
and then she
the story
went to
a
Waffle House.
Yeah. At least for now.
But
yes,
that would be
Waffle House.
That would be bad if she was in a diminished state for this big three-point. It'd be a first three-point shooting contest. I want to see her fully healthy.
I mean,
and compete
it's kind of impossible, no? To get fully healthy.
Yeah, it seems like I don't want to see her diminished and trying to compete in that particular contest. But I'm really curious to see how Ionescu. Doesn't everybody want to see that particular three-point shooting contest?
Isn't there All-Star Weekend also in Indianapolis this
year?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
it's her home field.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure.
Totally, but it's also an exhibition. Like, if you are, this is. You know, it's not just about the three-point competition. Yeah. She's got to be healthy for the second half of the season.
I would think the three-point easier than the game itself, just as far as the back and forth. I mean, I know it's an exhibition. They're not going all out, but it's a little bit more of a controlled environment.
Well, with the WNBA, these women kill each other. Maybe the All-Star game actually gives us what we wish we saw on the men's side.
That's a very good point. Last thing, because I know we're tight on time. Yeah.
She could play 3 minutes in the actual game without risking a further. That doesn't sound too dangerous.
I get clotheslined by somebody.
They do like to take shots at her, right?
Yeah.
Get very physical. NFL training camp's right around the corner. Von Miller still hanging around. A veteran pass rusher.
Bill's legend.
Reportedly joins the Commanders on a one-year deal. I don't know about Bill's legend, but he did play the last three seasons with Buffalo. And yes, I know you're kidding. Previously Super Bowl winner with the Rams the Broncos, including MVP honors in Denver back in Super Bowl 50. We did get our third second-round pick to sign a contract, though it wasn't fully guaranteed. So hopefully that opens the door for the rest of these guys that have been having the stare-down with their teams.
Well, Shamar Stewart's still not.
Yes, you have one first-rounder that is unsigned, but the first two second-rounders, unprecedented, got the fully guaranteed contracts.
Came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
No one knew, they don't give guaranteed contracts to second-rounders.
Not fully, no.
Yeah.
That was a first-round thing, so that pillar had just been knocked down. We'll see if the rest of these guys now get their deals done in short order.
Thank you, CeeLo. Maybe we can find that other Caitlin Clark joke.
I thought it
was the best one of the night, and it was the Shane Gillis Caitlin Clark joke. We have more for you on the other side. Top of the hour, we will reveal the bracket for the 64 greatest nicknames in sports. Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Top of the hour, we reveal our bracket, top 64 greatest nicknames in sports. You'll be able to vote on two different regions today, and then two tomorrow.
Well, you're on X voting.
Yeah. Yes.
There is a poll up there.
Yeah.
It's pretty close.
No, I'm sure it's 100-0.
What is a more likely scenario for the Lakers next season, winning the NBA Finals or getting knocked out of the first round? 98.2 say eliminated in the first round. 1.8 say winning the finals. That actually is illuminating. Like, nobody is giving them a shot.
Let's go to Jamie, who's in Dallas, Texas. Yes, we're asking Lakers. First of all, would this be the most impressive title for LeBron's career if they actually could pull this off? And are they more likely to win a title or get eliminated in the first round? What's up, Jamie?
So I'll take this. Number one, it would not be anywhere close to an impressive title on his end. He'll be a secondary player at best. You do have a Duke Thero, who I believe they added in the second round could be an OG and a newbie type defender. With Vanderbilt and Ayton, I think you got the chance that they're going to be much improved on defense. But there is the problem of Luka, Austin Reeves, and LeBron James being a team's 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
And none of them are good on the ball defenders. So that's something that I don't think that this team's ever going to be able to get past. I will say that if Luka comes back in the shape it looks like he's in, he's going to have quite a chip on his shoulder, and I promise you it's going to be a problem. Now, we'll see if that is just a problem on the offensive end or not and how that works out. But on the overarching here, this kind of passive commentary about LeBron and just this conversation in the beginning, just period, as well as all this hype and about Durant
in Houston.
And I find it funny that Perloff kind of poo-pooed on that because I think he's right. But I'll take it back to a call when I called in right at the beginning of the NBA playoffs, and Perloff was talking about, oh, is OKC this? I don't really think they're that. I don't think this. I don't think – it was all poo-poo on OKC. And I said, hey, just let these kids be these kids. Let them be themselves. Let's see what's happened. They're going to win their first title. They did. It was very entertaining.
Yep.
Yeah, there was hiccups along the way. That should be expected from any team that's, stepping up and becoming a title team, especially a multi-year title contender. But I say that only to hear you guys, your thoughts. It's time that this league, it's time to turn the page. LeBron, he needs to go on, just like Dr. J, the world tour they had for the Sixers when the world said goodbye. Durant, it's time to move on. That window's closed. Steph, it's just barely peeking through that era. Giannis included, he doesn't have that much longer where he's going to be just that much of a physically dominant force. And this new era led by OKC, led by a different player.
Anthony Edwards,
a different vibe. I don't think Anthony Edwards ever gets there. I think Anthony Edwards at his best is Dominique Wilkins.
I don't think
he's wired upstairs to ever lead himself, more or less, a team. Anthony Edwards does not have it upstairs what it's going to take to make it to the next level as a player.
But I'm saying like the next generation of guys who, and thank you for the phone call, sorry, we're up against it here. I'm going to be honest, I kind of had a little of what Jamie was saying, a little fatigue with the older guard when I saw James Harden was very instrumental in getting Bradley Beal to the Clippers. I'm like, we're still doing this with these guys?
Yeah, I mean, that's if you build a team in the forest and no one's there to watch, does anybody care about the Clippers? Nobody's mentioning that team at all.
Well, I'm just saying, like, maybe it is time. Like, there's this
people
big...
have moved on from those guys.
There's this big article out about Joel Embiid, and opened up to this reporter about everything he's going through. Jimmy Butler, I would probably put in that also. Are we kind of just over those guys, and we need a new era?
But I think Jimmy Butler, Embiid, James Harden, irrelevant. I do think people still talk about LeBron, Steph, and KD. I think we have not moved on from those three players.
But maybe should we? I think should it's we? Jamie's
it's
point.
A great point by Jay. By the way, I did pick the Thunder to win it all, but entertaining, I'm not sure me and everybody else is going there.
Can I also say one other thing that Jamie mentioned, which was about LeBron, Luka, and Austin Reeves being your top three players and the defensive deficiencies there. Are we 100% sure that post-trade deadline, Austin Reeves is going to be, like, on the team? You know,
they seem to love him.
No, I know they love him. They didn't have to put him in the Luka trade, which people were surprised by. But, you know, the Lakers could figure out a lot of their holes.
Okay.
We know defense in the first part of the season. And then who's to say they don't make an adjustment at the trade deadline?
Possible. I mean, who's to say they don't trade LeBron at the trade deadline? By the way, DeAndre Ayton, defensively, you better hope he doesn't get caught in the pick and roll, because that's trouble, too.
Yeah, I don't think that one, that signing, I don't know.
That's a risk.
I don't
but
know
if he's
about
great,
that.
Maybe.
Not a lot of money. Okay, nickname bracket gets released next.